The chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards has been the target of environmental groups and government regulators for years. For a while, the DNR even had the plant in its proposed state mercury reduction rule before the department decided to focus just on big coal-burning utilities. Still, the Wood County plant, now owned by ERCO Worldwide, says it's been cutting its mercury emissions to meet federal hazardous pollutant standards under the Clean Air Act. DNR air pollution official John Heinrich says the company is mainly controlling vapors from large vats of mercury that are used to make chlorine.
What they've developed is kind of hoods and chambers so that the mercury vapors are captured and then condense and go back into the mercury bath.
Heinrich says the ERCO plant is following the law, though he says even with the new controls, the company will remain a large source of mercury. That's why environmental groups continue to push the ERCO plant to adopt a proven technology that doesn't use the chemical. Yesterday, the group Oceana delivered petitions signed by 600 people asking the firm to make the change. But DNR official Heinrich says it would be expensive for the firm to switch. He also says the plant emits a type of mercury that doesn't do much harm locally.
The facility itself emits elemental mercury, a mercury that's thought more to be of a global issue more so than a local issue.
Still, environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, say it may be possible to push for tighter controls when the plant's air pollution permit comes up for review in the next year or so, although there's concern a Bush administration mercury plan would go easier on the ERCO plant. The groups also hope ERCO's customers in the paper, food, and metal industries may push the Wisconsin plant to go mercury-free. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.